From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll turn to the final chapter of Scripture, Revelation chapter 22. We'll be thinking today about the lovely face of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, please listen to Paul Irwin singing the precious old story of love.
I'd love to tell the story.
Bible reading today will be taken from Revelation chapter 22, the the verses 1 through to 5. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall see him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. The phrase I would like to consider is found in the verse 4, where John wrote, "And they shall see his face." One day we all must meet Christ. For some it will be a sorrowful meeting as he casts the sinner out into eternal torment. For others it will be a glorious, joyful encounter. It is the experience of seeing the face of Christ in glory, which I shall ponder today as the Lord gives me strength. Firstly, please think about the beauty of Christ's face. There will be much to see in heaven by way of beauty. The city called glory will shine with the clarity of crystal. The walls will be constructed of precious gemstones, and the gates will be of pearl. The streets of this city will be laid with pure gold, and a river flowing with the sparkling water of life will run through the heart of this unique place. There will be a tree which never sheds its leaves and which yields fruit every month. Even the very leaves will possess marvelous qualities, providing healing for the nations. Heaven will be graced with an innumerable company of angels. These creatures have never sinned and have existed from their creation to do only the bidding of their master. Glory will also be populated with ordinary people such as you and I, who were saved by the grace of God. To be where Peter is, to sit down with Abraham, to see old Elijah, and to fellowship with the Apostle Paul will certainly be thrilling. While these characteristics of heaven will be exciting, they will not make glory what it will be. The real beauty of heaven will not be the gold or the precious stones. The wonder of heaven will not be the apostles and the prophets. No, the center of this place will be the face of Christ. The melodious praise of heaven's choirs and the discussion of heaven's population will be focused upon the one who is glory and beauty personified. Oh, the delight of entering heaven's gate and seeing his face. And after the passing of millennia, the attraction of that sight will not have diminished in the slightest. Such is the beauty of Jesus. Secondly, please think about the sight of Christ's face. Those who will behold this glorious sight will be characterized by sinless purity. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Heaven is a place where the individual will be released from the power and presence of all sin. The circumstances which will surround those who view the sight of Christ involve unparalleled peace. Death, sorrow, pain, and tears, which so often cast a shadow over life's journey, will be black clouds dissipated by the sunshine from Christ's face. Seeing the glory of Christ will give the inhabitants of glory an acquaintance with the Lord, which is impossible here on earth. His love, his mercy, and his holiness will be understood simply by gazing upon his lovely visage. I would like to talk to you about the favour from Christ's face. Those who view Christ in glory will be favoured with absolute security. The gates of heaven will never be closed because there will be no enemy to fear. The face of Christ also guarantees constant satisfaction. The sun will not shine, because Christ will be the light and his rays will never set. He shall provide the food and will lead the recipient into fountains of living water. On earth there is so much unhappiness caused by discontentment. In glory the hearts of all will be full, because Christ will be everything. Christ will favour the occupants of heaven with a purpose, because Revelation 7 verse 15 records that they shall serve him day and night in his temple. Throughout eternity, those who see the Lord's face will never grow weary, doing the will of the one who is their Saviour. Heaven is a real place which real people like you and I will enjoy. In this place we will have everything which this life cannot provide. I know that I will be there. I know that I will one day see the face of Christ. And I know this because there was a day when I asked the Lord to save me. There was a day when this poor sinner was transformed by the miraculous power of Christ's love. Have you such a hope? Have you admitted your sin? Have you asked the Lord to save you? Have you acknowledged your need of him? Yes, we enjoy life, but there is something beyond life. Life must end. The soul must be released from the body. And I know that for me, when that happens, it will be absent from the body, present with the Lord, and I will see his face. When I see the face of the Lord, it'll be the face of a Saviour. It'll be the face of one who loved me so much that he died for me. But if you're not ready to meet the Lord, if you have not been prepared to meet God, you'll not see the face of a Saviour, you'll see the face of a judge. I want you to see his face in glory. I want you to see his face as one who is a child of God. But you need to trust him. You need to seek him. You need to be prepared for glory only by the precious blood of the Lamb. To enjoy peace beyond death, it is absolutely critical that you ask the Lord to save you now. Have your eternity assured. Come today. It is not too late. While you have life, come now. Allow me to read you a verse of a hymn. In closing, we're going home to glory soon, to see the city bright, to walk the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. But some of you are out of Christ and held by many a snare. We cannot leave you lost and lone. We want you over there. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.